This is about Michigan coal mining, and I believe there will be a reference in there concerning our area and our attachment to coal mining in Michigan.
This is Bob Myers from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. Michigan is famous for mining. The copper and iron mines of the Upper Peninsula provided ore for America's industries. Less famous is another part of Michigan's mining history, coal mines. 300 million years ago, during the Carboniferous period, a forested swamp covered the land that would become southern Michigan. Over millions of years, heat and pressure turned that organic material into coal. Michigan's coal region extends across an 11,000 square mile area in the central Lower Peninsula. Michiganders discovered the coal fields in the mid-1830s. They first dug small quantities of it for their own use. Commercial mining began in the early 1850s, with underground mines dug northwest of Jackson. Some mines followed the coal seams down into the ground on a slope. Mules hauled tram cars filled with coal to the surface on railroad tracks. Most of the mines, however, descended vertically, and the miners used steam-powered lifts to bring up the coal. Coal mining centered around Jackson County through the late 19th century. There, mining provided employment to hundreds of workers, whose wages averaged about $2.40 per day. The state legislature even authorized company towns by allowing mining companies to build and lease living quarters for their employees. Michigan mines produced 28,000 tons of coal in 1870. In 1880, miners in the Jackson, Lansing, and Owosso areas pulled more than 100,000 tons of coal from the ground. In 1897, a coal boom began with the discovery of higher quality coal in Saginaw and Bay counties. In 10 years, 37 mines in those areas were producing 2 million tons of coal annually. Michigan coal mining dwindled during the Great Depression, despite efforts by the state government to prop up production by promoting its use in heating state-owned facilities. Large-scale coal mining in Michigan ended in 1952, with the closure of the Swan Creek Mine in Saginaw County. Michigan's coal basin still holds about 300 million tons of coal. Most of it is of poor quality and too difficult to extract, making it unlikely that coal mines will ever return to Michigan's Mitten. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.
Every Tuesday after the 8:30 news, the Michigan History Moment from the Michigan Historical Society. And again, there was that localized connection there that you heard about.
Yeah, I knew we had coal mines locally, but I didn't know there were 37 of them.
No. And to know that the last one in the state was in Saginaw County. Mm-hmm. Who knew? Again, that's why it's called educational.
It sure is.
I'm sure there are people here that do know that, just that we didn't.